The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 28, 1976, at the New Brindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
Pusaya Vyannijayu Namuddhati Arthabhyatam Pramatya Sarvatapat Predukha Dukitasma Nidbidati no sa kutumbara. So more we become implicated in this material world, more we suffer from the threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. But by the grace of Maya, we forget them on account of our pleasing atmosphere in the family. Kutumbarama. Therefore, it is said, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogis, there are many different types of yogis. Of all of them, Bhakta Yogi, Ramante Yogina Anante. The difference between yogi and bhogi, there are two classes. Bhogi means those who are trying to enjoy this material world. They are called bhogi. And there is another word, rogi. Rogi means disease. Neither yogi nor bhogi. Yogi means transcendentalist, trying to go back to home, back to Godhead. They are called yogi. And those who are only interested in this material happiness, they are called bhogi. And those who are neither of them, they are called rogi. So, those who are yogi, they're first class. Yoginam api sarvesam madgatha antaratmana. Padjavan bhajati jomaan sami yuktatam. Of all the yogis, yoginam api sarvesam madgatha antaratmana. Always thinking of Krishna, Siddhavan, very faithful, Vajati, Maam, always engaged in my service. He is first class yogi. So our business is how to become yogi, bhakta yogi. That is the mission of life. Unfortunately, we are not given the opportunity. It is the duty of the guardians, family, natural guardian, father and mother, and political guardian, the government, the teacher, the guru. It is the duty to give facility. Facility for achievement of the highest goal of life. Unfortunately, it is always, but at the present moment, on account of Kali Yuga, we do not know what is the aim of life, how the dependent should be trained up. It is the duty of the king to train up the citizen. This is, everything is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. The first business is how to lead men to the highest perfection of life. That is called siddhi. Siddhi. Siddhi means highest perfection of life. Sangasiddhin paramangata. There are different kinds of siddhis. The yogis, the mystic yogis, they also try to possess some siddhi. Anima, laghima, mahima, prapti, isita, basita. Eight kinds of siddhis. But such siddhis are material. So the modern age, advancement of material civilization, they also do not care for these siddhis, material siddhis. Just like logima. Logima siddhi, the yogis, they become so light that they can float in the air. So nowadays you have got airplane. The yogi can float alone in the air. Now 500 passengers, they can float in the air. So there is no need of such yoga, yoga siddhi. The science, the material science of craftsmanship, mechanical, they have done it. Or formerly these things were very magical. Still, the so-called yogis, they are trying to achieve such perfection. Sometimes they can float in the air, they can walk on the water, they can get anything they desire. Prapti. Prapti. In my childhood, there was my teacher. He said that he had his guru, a yogi. So he told me that his spiritual master, yogi, he inquired from his disciple, what do you want to eat? So he said that we want to eat some pomegranate from Kabul. So he said, yes, you can get it. Go into the room and you'll find. They found a bunch of pomegranate, just fresh, taken from the tree. Oh. This is called prapti. The yogis, they can get all these facilities. Prapti, siddhi, ishita. They can keep anyone under his control. Isita, basita, there are eight kinds of auspiciousness. But that is not perfection of life. Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asant. Krishna bhakta niskam atayev shant. Bhukti means karmis. They are also wanting something, material success. Mukti, regaining, they want liberation, to merge into the existence of Brahma. And Siddhi, the yogi, everyone wants something. Therefore, they cannot get peace. That is not possible. If you want something, then you have to struggle for it. But Krishna Bhakta Nishka, Krishna Bhakta does not want anything. They simply want to be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is their satisfaction. That is the aim of life. Unfortunately, we are not educated, we are not given training. Lord Maharaj's subject matter is that kaumaro asarit prajna dharmaan bhagavan from the very beginning of life, the children should be educated in Bhagavad Dharma. That is the subject matter. So he is explaining in different ways. Kutumba posaya vyan nijayu na buddhati artha vyatam pramatya. So without fulfillment of our life mission, generally we become involved in maintaining the family, and all of a sudden death appears, then finish all our attempts according to karma. We have to accept another body, maybe human body or not human body. In this way, we become entrapped. And sarvatra tapatrayo dukkhita atma. Tapatraya, traya means thing, three, and tapa means tribulation, suffering. So tapatraya, three kinds of tribulation, adhati, adibhavati, adidaivi, pertaining to the body, we feel so many troubles due to the body, due to the mind. Then adhibhauti, troubles suffered by other living entities, and adhidaivi, troubles suffered by nature or the demigods. In this way, sarvatra, it is not that in India there is tapatraya, and in America there is no tapatraya. No America, no tapatraya. All right, I shall go to the heaven planet. No, there is also tapatraya. Anywhere go, within this material world, as soon as you get this material body, then tapatraya will be there. So therefore, our mission of life is how to get out of this tapatraya. But Prahlad Maharaj is giving description how we remain involved in tapatraya. Sarvatra tapatraya dukkhita atma. Repeatedly, tapatraya is still not nirviddhati. Sakutumba Rama. Especially those who are family men. It is very difficult. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, after 50th year, one should give up the family responsibility, vanaprastha. From born, born means forest. And from Bono, the word Bono has come. Prastha, man who has gone. Panchasuddham banang bhajet. Banang bhajet means to free from all family responsibility and prepare for going back to home, back to Bombay. But those who are too much attached to family life, non-individualism, being repeatedly frustrated, repeatedly being put into trouble, still. But if one wants regular advancement of spiritual life, he must retire at the age of 50. That is basic civilization. Not that unless one is killed, he is not going to retire. Even great personalities like Mahatma Gandhi, he was 78 years, and still he would not retire from this. Political life means greater family life. family man is interested with his family members, and a political leader is interested with the whole, a group of family. The principle is the same. Ordinary family man, he is to look after 3-4 members of the family, and a political leader is thinking that he is responsible for so many millions of men. The idea is the same. The extended family. But extended or diminished family, sakutumbarama is thinking, I have to do something for them. But when death comes, so you are unable to do anything, you have to immediately leave the scene. According to the laws of nature, you will have to accept a body according to your karma. This is the law of nature. So, you should be very careful. This education is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Should be given just like these children. They are getting education. This Krishna consciousness movement, it will not go in vain. It is being impressed within the mind. Very fortunate children, they have got this association. Automatically they are being trained up. That is for Prahlad Maharaj's mission. He was talking among his class friends who are as small as these boys are there, 5 years old. So they were very much eager to play. But Prahlad Maharaj was asking them, no, don't waste your time, just be trained up in Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Dharma means Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.